streaming on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Justice Department will not push ahead with a case against former Vice President Pence for his handling of classified documents after leaving office. CBS's Ali Bauman.
Multiple sources say he will not face any charges in connection to the probe. Multiple classified materials were found at Pence's home in Indiana earlier this year. The closure of the investigation comes just days ahead of the former vice president officially announcing his candidacy in the 2024 presidential election.
Well, President Biden says the May jobs report is proof of a strong economy. The government says 339,000 jobs were created. Jobless rate rose to 3.7%. We'll hear from the president later today in a speech after Congress passed the budget bill to raise the debt ceiling. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy brokered the deal, which cleared the Senate quickly despite a last-minute push to tack on various amendments.
The Biden-McCarthy deal is not conservative in any way, shape, or form.
This isn't the piece of legislation I would write, but at the same time, we can't risk defaulting on the full faith and credit of the United States.
Senators did secure a commitment from leaders to consider emergency spending down the road and additional military aid to support the war in Ukraine.
As we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick, the Pentagon chief is making news overseas.
In Singapore, Defense Secretary Austin spoke briefly with his Chinese counterpart. The Pentagon had requested a meeting between the two, but the Chinese turned it down. In fact, multiple offers to talk have been rejected by the Chinese. A Defense Department official says this handshake at dinner was no substitute for having a meaningful exchange, and the next time they see each other, it should be for a serious dialogue. China backs Russia in its war on Ukraine.
The search for any survivors has now ended in Davenport, Iowa, where part of an apartment building collapsed. Three people remain unaccounted for. Rick Halloran led the search task force.
That search was completed before sundown last night. That has allowed us to move to the next phase of our mission, securing the building for control and recovery.
The judge overseeing the Disney suit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has recused himself because a relative owns Disney stock. A Grammy-winning lyricist has died.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Cynthia Weil wrote that hit, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', heard in the movie Top Gun, and it was a chart topper for the Righteous Brothers. She wrote with her husband, Barry Mann. She was 82 years old. Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 600 points. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators split the state's votes on the debt ceiling deal. Democrat Tammy Baldwin voted for it, while Republican Ron Johnson was a no. Baldwin says she voted for the plan to protect veterans and seniors and make sure the country doesn't default on its debt. Johnson calls the bill a disastrous deal with not enough spending cuts. Plans for a new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are in trouble. The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to leave the project out of its $2.4 billion spending plan for state building projects. The Budget Writing Committee is approving money for a science building at UW-Eau Claire and renovations to UW-Milwaukee's Northwest Quadrant Complex. In sports, the Brewers are at Cincinnati today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at Soccer World of Brookfield. brookfield.net.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
I saw it go. Welcome to the 1 o'clock, no sour, haha, funny hour. I saw it go. No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. I saw it go. Welcome to the no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Ooh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, you got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the very last No Sour, Ha Ha, Fun Time Power Hour. Because on Monday, we go to 10 to 12 instead of 11 to 2. So we're condensing everything. And not that the show won't have a little no sour, haha, fun time power hour sprinkled throughout it.
Absolutely.
But there won't be a designated hour anymore. So this is it. After all that work, memorize what they actually, what it was actually called.
It only took several months.
It only took a little while, but we got it eventually. And now it's going away. But coming up this hour, at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Will Radcliffe, who is a Radler. Sorry, yes. Who is a famous rose gardener? What is it? What is it? A chief tinkerer is what's on the website.
Well, he helped develop the knockout rose. So he came up with a seedling that he helped develop, and I mean he's world famous and continues developing rose strains and all that stuff. So if you're a gardener and you like roses, this is the guy that you want to hear.
And he's based in Franklin?
Yeah. His company's called Rose Innovations.
All right.
Very cool.
So that's coming up at 1:30. And then for now, though, we are going to return to our weekly segment of Am I the Sphincter? Which is our take on... It's basically the only thing that we changed is the name so that we can say it on air. But basically, this is a subreddit on Reddit where we pick out some of the saucier, spicier contributions over the week where people submit their real life scenario and ask for input on whether or not they were the jerk in the situation. And then people weigh in. And we ask you to weigh in, and we certainly weigh in, on if we think this person is the sphincter, also known as an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the first one. Da-da-da. Let me get it up. Am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him?
Okay.
My friend James, who's 24, is struggling with his girlfriend. They've been together for almost 3 years, but he has gotten increasingly unhappy. He asked me to get coffee yesterday so he can do some venting. It's okay, I vent to him too. It's a cool perk of our friendship. We were drinking our coffee and I was letting him talk, and he brought up her weight pretty quickly. I admit she has gained significant weight since they began dating. I believe James said she's gone up 3 or so pant sizes. James was saying how he does love her, he finds her plenty attractive still, and enjoys bedroom time very much. But then he stated, then he started saying the problem is how it makes him look. He said he doesn't want to be the guy with the heavy girlfriend, and he hates when he goes out with his groups of friends and that his girlfriend is the biggest girl there all the time. He says he's not really sure there's a good way for him to bring this up to her. I got mad at what he was saying. His girlfriend is one of the sweetest humans I've ever met. I know she deals with some mental health irregularities as well, as, and that's probably contributing to her inability to lose weight. I told James that he is a total a-hole ick face.
Nice.
Yeah. And I didn't meet him to listen to him fat shame a wonderful woman. I thought the problems were deeper. I told him we were done and went home. He's blown up my phone, half apologizing, half saying I agreed to hear him vent, so I can't get mad at him on what he's venting about. I'm torn on if it was right to cut our vent sesh short. Am I the sphincter?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call and or text, is she the sphincter or not?
I think there's a different way she could have handled it. I think she could have both called him on his stuff while still letting him vent. Because I will admit, like, I have not many. I basically have one friend who I can say my most revealing, like, the things I would not tell anyone else about things that you may make you look petty, make you look shallow, make you look whatever. Like, those, the things that you're actually thinking that you know you would not admit because it makes you look bad.
Right.
I have, like, that. I have one friend, and I am that person to him, too. And we, if there is an understanding that we know we shouldn't feel this way, but sometimes we do. And granted, mine is not this. Mine, like, is not if I, you know, he's gained weight or whatever. And so I think if that is the basis of their friendship is, like, I trust you to be able to tell the things that I can't tell anyone else to, then that is the expectation. I think just blowing up at him, like, you can think that, like, but I think you can do it in a way without storming out and blowing up at him that is actually more helpful to get him to, like, do you see why this is destructive for that you thinking this way? And, like, if everything else is good and it's just this, wouldn't you be sad if it ended and she walked out of your life? Like, maybe get over it. So I would say, I don't think she's the jerk, but I think she could have handled it differently.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I mean, certainly you want to believe you're in a safe space when you're venting to a close friend. At the same time, if they are a close friend, they should be able to call you on your stuff when they think you're wrong. Because we've talked about this before, supporting someone regardless of whether they're right or wrong. And I think that's a mistake. But yeah, screaming at him and calling him an ick face and whatever, and then storming out was not the right way to handle it.
Especially because it doesn't seem like he even knows what he's necessarily apologizing for. Like, she's like, he's blowing up her, he knows he's screwed up, but he's apologizing to her, but also saying that she, like,
betrayed
this is
him?
What they were going to vent about. Yeah, but it's like, I think that it'd be more conducive for everyone if you actually, like, walk through why, like, let's get to the bottom. Let's have a therapy session and get to the bottom of what. So why does this actually bother you? Like, what does it say about you? What are you insecure about that you think that it's such a big deal that in every other way, this woman is wonderful. And yet somehow what other people think of her and thus what they think of you is bothering you so much. Like, what insecurity are you dealing with? Like, that I feel like becomes the more productive conversation.
Yes.
Versus she basically kind of made it about her because she was so offended by what he was saying. And I'm sure she thought, especially if he's, she said he's 24. She didn't say how old she was, but in your early 20s, like just being disgusted by the fact that he could even think this way. But like, at least he's honest about it. And like he, and so I don't know.
Well, and it also leads me to believe that men mock other men for being with women who are not the ideal physical specimen.
Which is, that is true. I know that to be true, even in my own friend group. We have a guy friend who had said to, I'm keeping this vague. We have a guy friend who his friends, he had a girlfriend who is wonderful. So fun, very outgoing, down for whatever. And actually, since they broke up, she's looking really great. but you know, and his guy friends ragged on his girlfriend and what she looked like to his face. And I could not believe the audacity of who would, one, are these really your friends?
Seriously.
That you would ever hang out with people who are like, okay with, it's bad enough to not call guys out when they're just like making fun of women's appearances, period. But when it's your girlfriend. And so like, that certainly does happen, that there's guys and it's like it's the hierarchy, right? It's the hierarchy and the status symbol of having like a traditionally, conventionally hot girlfriend is a status symbol for some guys and in some guy groups.
So we all have to want to sleep with the same type of person. We all have to be attracted to the person that this person is attracted to,
yeah,
because this person sets the standard. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I completely agree, but we're talking about men here.
Well, I just, it seems
it's a joke.
Petty and mean. And it seems more like something women would do.
Oh, you don't think men can be mean?
I know they can, but I just, that is disappointing. That's disappointing to me.
Well, and it doesn't say necessarily any of his friend in this scenario for the Emma the Sphincter, anyone said anything to him, but he's clearly self-conscious about it for a reason.
It's bothering him. They must be saying things to him, or he's hearing about it, or he does it too with his friends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
So yeah, what do you think? Was she in the right for calling him out and walking out of the conversation? Or should she have maybe been a little more understanding and understood that this was part of this is what happens when you vent. You have to accept what they're venting about and you can't get mad over it. 844-96-PARTY. We'll take your calls and your texts when we come back. But we have another one, because the next one we're going to talk about is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Yikes.
So that one sounds a little hairy. But we have Mike on the YouTube Live. This feels like something that happens in high school, not when you're 20s. That's fair, I think. I don't know. There's some pettiness that happens in your 20s, too. But we'll keep talking about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
And don't lie sad and alone.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone. Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Drum roll!
You're a douche. I'm a douche. Just a big, fizzy douche.
And that's all I'll ever be.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche. And that's all you're.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 88. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Cooler Sunday and Monday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are doing our weekly Emma the Sphincter, reading some submissions from Reddit, where people are wondering, are they the jerk for in their situation, or were they in the right? And so we were just talking about a girl who was very offended by her guy friend when he was complaining that everything else in the relationship is fine, except the fact that his girlfriend has gained weight and he's embarrassed by her when he's out with his friends, of what other people will think of him because of her. And I don't think she's the a-hole, but I do think she could have handled it better.
I agree with you completely.
It's a little gray area.
And she may want to take it another step and tell the girlfriend to go find somebody new.
I know. And that's the other question. Like, I think that becomes the deeper, if she steps, is that an overstep? Of you were trusting me as your friend to vent to me. And because sometimes when we vent, we know that there's not necessarily a solution. We just need to complain.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Like, that is often advice in relationships, that men constantly wants to be fixing things and women just want to be heard. But I've heard similar stuff even with teenagers, like just let your teenager vent to you. They don't need you to fix it. And so sometimes in like that scenario, it's like, I'm frustrated with this and there's nothing really to do about it, but I just wanted to talk about it. And in that case, like, sometimes people just have to talk about stuff, even if there's nothing to be done about it. And even if you're wrong for thinking it, but you still think it.
Right.
So you're just supposed to like not talk about it at all and sit on it.
No, I think she would be overstepping if she took the next step.
The next step. I agree. All right. So the next one, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Well, okay. How? I need details.
I know. So this one's weird. I, 27 female, recently had some friends over at my house for my birthday. I have a book collection with some signed books by relatively famous authors. They're not behind a locked shelf or anything, but they're in my room. After they left, I noticed a few books were gone. And someone mentioned that Jay, I think that's fake name, 28 male, claimed I let him borrow the books. I called Jay and yelled at him about lying and stealing my books. He tried to explain that he was taking them to his work at a bookstore to get them officially appraised, and it was supposed to be a surprise gift. I chewed him out and asked how that's considered a gift, and I wanted my books back. He refused.
He refused?
That's the weird part. I told him I will be calling the cops and his work if he doesn't, and he still refused to bring them back. I immediately called the cops to file a police report and waited until the morning to call his work. I gave them all the details, including the case number. And I said, I'll be coming with an officer to get my books back from Jay that day. His work cooperated with me and promptly fired Jay after I got my books back. Jay claims that I went too far over the books and demands I give him money until he finds another job. Am I the jerk? Am I the sphincter? Am I the a-hole? It's so weird. Why would he take your books and refuse to give them back, especially under threat of you telling his job? And so I would say no. I mean, I do think like there's a quick escalation. Like, I feel like I would be so flabbergasted if a friend took something from mine and then I didn't, and then like refused to give it back. And like, I would be so much more concerned with trying to figure out why did they take, why are you refusing to give this back to me? Like, what is happening before I would immediately jump to calling the police? But I'm so confused by this one.
I am too. And for one thing, I would be furious if someone was going into my bedroom when I had a gathering at my house without my knowledge. That's just creepy. That's creepy.
Like, he's definitely the a-hole, right? Like, he definitely is. And she still doesn't understand why he took the books and why he refused to give them back.
Because he was going to steal them, I assume.
I know. So if you were going to steal your friend's books and try to sell them for money, how do you ever justify that person give you money because you lost your job over your actions?
Yeah, no. That's real convoluted logic there.
Yeah, real convoluted logic. So I would say no, she is not the a-hole.
And you are well rid of this alleged friend.
This alleged friend.
Right, who's creeping around in your bedroom stealing your books and then claiming I'm doing this for a surprise for you. Yeah, no, not buying it. Nice try, though.
I want more information on this one, though.
Do they ever do follow-ups? Are there ever any, they share more information after getting all this advice from people, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I don't go down the rabbit holes of the like responses as much. I kind of just read the prompts. This is 2 weeks in a row. Cause I think, was it last week that we had the one where the wife took the $300 ginseng
out of the fridge
and then was like so offended that her husband didn't stand up for her? It's like, you stole something. What? And I feel like reading these, you just, the things that people can justify in their head, what's the quote from The Big Chill? Is it that the most important things in life are justifications?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rationalizations. Yes.
Most important thing in life is rationalizations. And he goes, what about sex? He goes, have you ever gone a week without rationalizing something?
It's a classic.
And so, the ability for some of these folks to rationalize their behavior and even be so indignant that they were like, not even just rationalize it, be like, no, I was right. You're wrong. It's like some mental gymnastics that I am not.
Not that limber.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about roses. So if you are a rose gardener, or any kind of gardener, you are going to want to listen to this. Will Radler will be here of Rose Innovations in Franklin, Wisconsin. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
On air. On your smart speaker and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department says it will not prosecute former Vice President Mike Pence for holding on to classified documents after he left office. CBS's Finn Gomez says the timing couldn't have been better for him.
The former Vice President is looking to jump into the presidential ring this upcoming week in Iowa on Wednesday.
The House and Senate have both approved the budget deal to keep the country out of default. Correspondent Natalie Brand on what's next.
The bill now heads to the White House just ahead of Monday's deadline when the Treasury Secretary said the U.S. would start running short of cash to pay its bills.
This is one of those songs that just about everybody knows.
Never close your eyes.
Barry Mann wrote the music. His wife, Cynthia Weil, wrote the words to that and dozens of other hits. Her daughter says Cynthia Weil has died at age 82. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinaire. Here's what you need to know. No money for broadband expansion in Wisconsin after Republican lawmakers cut $750 million from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Instead, they say the state will wait for more federal money. Under the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act signed by President Biden, Wisconsin is expecting between $700 million and $1.1 billion to expand broadband. New smartphone technology might be making it easier for people to accidentally call 911. The new feature on some iPhones and Androids allows you to call 911 by repeatedly pushing the side button or just holding it down for a few seconds. If that happens, sheriff's officials say people should stay on the line and talk to the dispatcher to clarify whether it's an actual emergency. The Brewers lost to the Blue Jays Thursday. They're in Cincinnati today. I'm Jane Matinaire. This is Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family.
Let's talk about the ice cream.
16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison.
The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer.
Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinaire. And many people will say, Will Radler single-handedly brought rose genetics into the 21st century with the introduction of a seedling that eventually became the knockout rose. Since that introduction in 2000, Will has continued to pursue breeding roses and has successfully created not only the additional knockout roses, but also many other award-winning varieties. His roses are recognized around the world, and many have won prestigious awards for their top performance. And he has his own company right here in Wisconsin, in Franklin, called Rose Innovations, where he continues to breed exceptional roses. So we're so happy to have on the show Will Radler. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jane. I'm so excited to be on the show.
I didn't realize you are world famous, Will.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
there's that Wisconsin humility.
That is so Wisconsin to just say, yeah, I did some things and it's not really a big deal. But tell us, first of all, about this first seedling that led to the whole Knockout Rose development.
I learned in my teens that people that got into, let's say, even younger than I am, were giving up on their hobby because it entailed too much work, and I wanted to breed that work out of roses as I got older so I wouldn't have to give up on my hobby. So I did it, and I'm here, and I can't believe it.
So I guess what is the Knockout Rose? I am very, very early, as in like last weekend, on my gardening yard work adventure of being a homeowner. And so what is, because it's trademarked, right? A Knockout Rose. And so what makes it so special?
What makes it so special is a lot of things. It kind of broke so many traditional codes that roses weren't supposed to have. For instance, roses usually got black spot, a disease that caused the leaves to fall off of rose bushes, and you had to spray them once a week from before the first bloom until it started getting cold in fall. This is something that most people did not like to do. The avid rose growers, however, would do it. And I was one of those. But after a few years, I understood why older people tired of that easily. So Knockout doesn't get that. And it not only comes through the winter without winter protection, it blooms earlier than traditional roses. And then it cycles faster. So there's bloom cycles in roses. And a normal rose would give you about 3 bloom cycles a year. Well, in our climate, it gives 4 or 5. And then you don't have to deadhead. Deadhead is removing the old spent blooms. You usually had to cut the stems back to get a good strong stem to produce a bloom. But with Knockout, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to even cut off the old bloom. You could just leave it there and the petals would shed and the new growth would cover up the remains. And the bush would keep this nice compact round shape without any special trimming. The only thing you had to do, really, was keep it watered. It would like to be fertilized at least once a year, twice if you could, and then watered. But it's even drought resistant. So it's kind of a miracle rose. It took me 15 years of dedicated breeding to develop it, and it took me 11 more years before it got commercially available.
Boy,
wow.
You got to be patient. My goodness. Will Radler is joining us from Rose Innovations, which is based in Franklin, and he's like on the cutting edge of rose technology, which is amazing. The black spot I experienced, well, I had some shrub roses that we put in a number of years ago. And as you said, I just got so fed up with it that eventually I just ripped them all out because it's insidious. And that also kind of gave me the attitude that roses are like really high maintenance flowers. And they're ungrateful because then when you try to help them, they stab you.
Yeah, it's a shame roses have to have thorns. But in our breeding right now, and I have people helping me with the breeding, I still have a small operation, but the small operation managed is to come up with some really great stuff. We're working on getting rid of the thorns, and we can do it, but it's a trade-off. You get some other bad traits as you get rid of the thorns, so it's not an easy thing, but getting knockout was not an easy thing either.
Right.
So just because it's difficult doesn't mean that I'm going to give up on it.
When you mention breeding flowers, I'm curious what that entails. I mean, do you take them out for a nice dinner and drinks or what?
No. It's a relatively simple operation. First, you have to find a fertile female rose. Most wild roses, I shouldn't say most, all wild roses are both male and female flowers. They have viable pollen and viable egg cells, so they can self-pollinate themselves. With hybrid roses, this gets a little complicated because the genes get a little mixed up, and sometimes the roses get a little infertile. So you have to find a female rose that sets hips and find seed that germinates. So after doing that, the simple process of taking pollen from one rose and applying it to the pistils of the fertile female rose.
So that's very handy.
Explain that.
No, but it's.
I explained that simple enough.
You did, but it just sounds like it's very labor intensive because this has to be done by hand.
Well, weeding is labor intensive too.
I learned that.
But, weeding can be therapeutic. Going out in the garden and. It's almost meditative.
And go ahead.
I think that's what I like about gardening, the fact that you can get out there and just be there with nature.
It's always good to play in the dirt. It's good for you.
Yeah.
It really is. It's good for you.
It brings joy. Is there a historical reason, like talking about just the symbolic nature of roses and its place in literature and in history, like, do you know anything about like why out of all the flowers, roses are considered the most romantic?
I've read a lot about roses, and they're always called, the flower of romance, and other flowers. I'm a plant geek. Other flowers are mentioned closely about that, but they're not as much as roses, and they never say why.
So it's just it was just a good roses had a good PR manager. They had someone doing PR for them that got them. Now we all believe that if you want to show love, you have to give roses. So that worked out well for them.
I think something about the shape of roses, the fact that they can take on so many shapes from such a simple, simple basic shape. You can have five petals, and that can be beautiful. Or you can have 150, 200 petals, and they can be all cramped up together into a very romantic form and filled with perfume. And the perfumes can be so vastly different. It's just amazing. And the colors that man has created that never existed in nature, and we now have in modern roses, and the things to come that we haven't seen and haven't created yet, it's just amazing. And the public can see that here when they come to my garden. What we're doing with the rose.
Which is happening because the Greater Milwaukee Rose Society tour is happening at Rose Innovations on June 10th, right?
That's right. That's right. I love to show off my garden. My staff and I, we do so much work to make the garden beautiful. And we love to show off our work. And I have the staff here, and I have the non-profit partners here for Open Gardeners. I don't think I said that right. The non-profit partners, the one coming up is the Greater Milwaukee I'm losing things. The Greater Milwaukee Rose Society. I almost said Rose Foundation. Can't even remember the name of the organizations I belong to.
Well, I'm sure you must belong to tons and tons and tons of them.
Just a few. Every plant society almost that exists. And, they're a nonprofit organization, and all the proceeds of that are coming to this open garden will be going to them to further the cause of the rose.
Wonderful. Well, Will Radler, we're coming up on a break, but it was so lovely to talk to you and find out more about the Knockout Rose and Rose Innovations. And so we'll link the tour for this weekend, but then also the other schedule that people can come by in Franklin and see it later. But thanks so much, Will.
You're welcome. Thanks.
In her book, two roses are red, my love, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 89. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 60 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And take your names in the process.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are wrapping up today's show. And our last show, our last 3 hour show,
exactly.
I should say.
We will be back on Monday.
We are here on Monday, but we will be here at 10. So if you tune in for the 1 o'clock hour, the no sour haha fun time hour on Monday, you will might be surprised to hear Todd Albo's voice instead of ours. We will not be here. But we will be on 10 to 12 starting Monday. Jane, did you know that today is National Donut Day?
I did not. Donut Day.
Or just Donut Day. And I heard this, speaking of Todd Alba, I heard this on his show today. So there's two different ways to spell donut. How do you spell it?
D-O-N-U-T.
Okay. So the do nut.
The do nut.
Instead of the D-O-U-G-H.
That seems very English to me.
Well, and that's exactly what Aaron Zahmer said on his show. And I was like, I'm going to save this and ask Jane, since she is married to an Englishman. Is that the English spelling? Donut with like dough spelled like the dough you need?
They tend to throw in O-U's unnecessarily, at least in my estimation. Thoroughfare, and I don't know. But it just, that sounds like an English iteration. My husband is not a big donut consumer, so I don't even know. I don't even know if I could ask him. And I am also not, I shouldn't say I'm anti-donut, but that wouldn't be, if I had a treat to pick, that wouldn't be it.
What is your treat when you pick?
I would go for brownie over donut.
Oh.
And if I do a donut, because I'm a bad person, I only eat the frosting off the top.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the actual
cake,
like baked part of it?
Not particularly, no.
So you like brownies. Do you like cake?
Pie over cake.
Pie over cake, brownies over donuts. Where do cookies fall?
As long as it's not a Fig Newton, I am very pro cookie.
But where is a cookie versus a donut versus a brownie?
I would take, my order would be brownie, cookie, donut.
Brownie, cookie, donut.
Are you a big donut person?
I don't really like Krispy Kremes. Like Krispy Kremes, like they're too melt in your mouth ish. Like
not,
I don't
cakey enough. Not
I don't
enough substance.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, so it's like I always grew up liking Long Johns. So like the longer ones with the vanilla frosting on top. But now I like old fashioned donuts that are like with the cinnamon sugar on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. We had actually, I think a couple weeks ago, so for some reason someone brought donuts over. And now just in general, I think normally I would like be like, oh, I'll take half. I don't need a whole donut. I'm pretty sure. And now like a lot of those rules have gone out the window.
Well,
it's like, when else am I going to eat like this except when I'm pregnant? And so I think I had like 2.5 and it was great. And it was like, man, donuts are really good. And although I don't know if I have a go-to donut place in Milwaukee yet. I feel like I'm mostly the receiver when someone brings donuts.
Sure.
That I will enjoy one when they're there. But I am not like, oh, I need to go seek out a donut right now, and I'm going to go to my favorite spot.
But we have wonderful little bakeries all over the place that probably make their own, you know, in their own versions.
Probably. Do you have one that you recommend?
I'm the name of escapes me right now, but there's one in West Dallas.
Okay.
Little bakery. But yeah, you should look around if you don't want to get a chain donut. Which seems like most of us.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, like I'm not going to a Dunkin' Donuts.
That seems
I'm
to be where
donuts. Like I'm getting something local.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a poonchki, which is basically a donut.
It is a jelly-filled donut.
It is special. It gets its own day as well, but it is basically a donut.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I thought that was so funny to think of the spelling of donuts. And what the history is of one. Like, it makes more sense as far as like the dough with the G-H, so with the O-U-G-H, because it's like, oh, isn't that how you spell dough?
Yes. D-O-U-G-H.
But,
yep.
Yeah. But then I'm pretty sure the famous sign on the donuts with Simpson, with Homer Simpson, is like D-O-N-U-T-A. But yeah, so that is today. So maybe I'll hunt down a donut. Well, actually, because I'm going to Pride tonight. And
that's
so
right.
I'm sure with the vendors and stuff that are there, I will have another night of not necessarily eating very healthy. But maybe there'll be a donut there that I can eat. What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to be working outside if it ever is not 900 degrees.
How warm has it been in your neck of the woods? Because by the time I've left Waukesha, it's like 90. Like we walk out from the studio and it's been so hot.
Right.
But by the time I get back to Milwaukee, granted, it's the sun is not the highest of the day because I've been at the studio, but it's been like not, it's been tolerable. Has it been really warm where you are?
It's really warm. You're much closer to the lake than we are. And that really does have that's a big mitigating factor in whether or not it gets super, super hot. And I should also try and bring my bicycle up from the basement and get that thing out.
Are you going to do something for Wisconsin Bike Week next week?
Maybe
get your bike pumped.
Just to ride it I would be delighted just to take it for a ride.
Do you have some good trails by you?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing though, too, is because the roads are so bad, at least the neighborhood roads are so bad. I feel like I have to drive my bicycle somewhere to ride my bicycle so I don't pop my tires on the way to the trail.
Did you see that the Pothole Patrol is doing their tour across Wisconsin right now?
I missed that.
So it's basically, maybe we'll talk about it more next week, but it's exactly what it sounds like. So it's basically like a commission and they're like making stops all over the state of Wisconsin to fix the darn roads. But it's called the Pothole Patrol, which all I can think of is Paw Patrol and kids.
Yes.
And I was like, this is just a ridiculous name for it's a serious problem because people wreck their cars all the time on the potholes and the potholes are everywhere. But I was like, really? That's what you went with? Pothole Patrol?
It was a short meeting.
All right, well, that will do it for us today and this week. Come back at 10 a.m not 11 a.m but 10 a.m on Monday when we will do it all over again, but only for 2 hours. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling, thank you for texting, thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will see you next week.
love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.